same handouts we had on last week on this subject, 10 preaching principles from 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 2. In a small church, country church, there was a young preacher rose to the pulpit one Sunday morning. His heart burnt with passion. His words flowed like a rushing stream. He was eloquent. He was stirring and filled with fire. He preached about hope and love and courage and the human spirit. The congregation nodded. Some even teared up. And when he had finished, the room erupted with a polite applause. But in the back of the room stood the old pastor, silver-haired shepherd of the church, 40 years. His face was solemn. And when the service had ended, he called the young man aside. He said, you got a gift, son. Got a gift. He said, your words move hearts. The young preacher smiled. Thank you, pastor. I just want to inspire people. The old pastor then placed his withered hand upon the young man's shoulder and said, but let me tell you something important, young man. You can't preach the gospel and leave out the star of the show. He said, you spoke of hope, but not the hope of glory. You mentioned love, but not the greatest love of all. You stirred souls, but you did not point them to the Savior. The old pastor said gently, inspiration is good, but salvation is only found in Jesus. He said, never forget the star of the show. Beloved, that's what Paul has in mind when he says, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And in this climate that we live in today, where there is so much heresy and aberrant teaching, and some just negligent, and we seem to forget that preaching is about Jesus. In these 10 preaching principles that we're drawn out, I'm seeking to tell you that faithful preaching must be Christ-centered, cross-focused, spirit-empowered, marked with humility, clarity, intentionality, rejecting worldly wisdom, and self-exaltation. In order to proclaim the sufficiency of the gospel. That means the gospel is enough. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The gospel is all we need to accomplish God's purpose for his pulpit, for his church. The sufficiency of the gospel for both salvation and sanctification. I told you on last week that preaching ought to be Christ-centered. It ought to be Christ-centered. That's important. And that's what Paul gets at when he says, I determined to know nothing but Jesus. But Jesus. Nothing else. That's pulpit stuff. I told you that everything that we encourage men to do, to be great leaders. Well, Matthew said Jesus is the greatest leader. We encourage people to be great servants. Well, Mark said Jesus is the greatest servant. We encourage people to be good humans, men and women. Well, Jesus is the greatest man, according to Luke. Yeah. And we certainly encourage Christians to be great Christians. Well, John said Jesus is the greatest son, is the greatest son. And so all that we have to do, all that we have to do is to point to Jesus. Point to Jesus. Point to Jesus. So point number two this week, focus on the cross. He says Christ and him crucified. Crucified. Yeah, the person, the personality of Christ. But not only that, the work of Christ. The work of Christ. The crucifixion is central to the gospel preaching. It should highlight its significance. We should highlight its significance for salvation and for daily living. In other words, we are called, and I know we don't like this. We are called to suffer. That's what we're called to do. Most of my preaching every Sunday is really telling people how to suffer well. Telling people how to suffer well. Why? 1 Peter 2:21 says, Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, listen, that we should follow in his steps. What is going on today with this no nails, no cross, no agony, no death? Beloved, Jesus, listen here, Jesus suffered for us. For us to follow him in this enterprise of suffering. And beloved, there's this message that said, well, Jesus suffered so we wouldn't have to. Well, I don't know what Bible. Preaching is bloody business. Paul said, and him crucified. I told you, a man asked me on the other Saturday when I was answering questions, why do we have to suffer? Why do we have to suffer? Listen, Matthew 16:24. Jesus said to his disciples, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me daily. Beloved, a cross is not for living. A cross is for dying. We sang that song. I don't know how much we mean it. I'm not talking about it, but when I see Jesus, amen, amen. But it starts off saying, I learned how to live holy. I've learned how to. See, suffering and holiness is equated to one another. In that song, must Jesus bear the cross alone? Now, there's one for you. There's one for me. Thirdly, in preaching, we ought to take simplicity over sophistry or over sophistication. We should avoid overcomplicating the message with lofty speech and human philosophy. Keep the gospel clear and accessible. 1 John says it this way, verse 3, it says this. It says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you. That's it. That's preaching right there. I seen Christ for myself. I'm talking about my salvation now. I'm not talking about I wasn't there when he was here, but I seen him for myself. And what I got to do is tell you about it. I'm afraid that it's too many pulpits today that the preacher had not seen Christ for himself. When we have our pulpit committees and we are working to select the pastor at the vacant church, you better ask him if he's saved. See, life is not complicated, really. It's not. And neither should preaching be. And I get it. Yes, there is something that complicates life. Life is not complicated, but there is something that complicates life. And that is our wayward hearts and our unwillingness to hear God. But what preaching ought to do is that it ought to unravel our mind with a simple message. Follow Jesus. There's no chance in getting lost. One preacher, I was saying last week, that's my mantra. I say that almost every time I preach. I say it, follow Jesus. He said, man, I'm going to steal that from you. I say, you can't steal it from me because I already stole it from the hymn book. There's no chance in getting lost. Amen. Though the flesh makes following Jesus seem ridiculous and impossible and impractical, yet, beloved, Paul says here, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus. That's our only message. Follow him. Follow him. There's a fourth element. And that is an intentional focus. Now, your preaching is not random. Preaching, you won't get results by thinking you're just gonna run up on. You're gonna say something by accident or by incident. Amen. We got to believe that we have a message from heaven's throne room. And that's one message, and it's the gospel. It's the gospel. Paul determined. I like that word. He determined his approach. Determined his approach. Preaching must be deliberate and focused on spiritual priorities, not cultural trends. Not cultural trends. Spiritual priorities. Listen to, again, Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And beloved, soap opera preaching won't get that. That's what I call it, soap opera preaching. And preaching is all about who shot John. Preaching is all about all my haters. And they hate the Raiders and all of this kind of stuff. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. Ridiculous stuff. Amen. Listen, beloved. Yes, we have enemies. Jesus was careful to point that out. But Jesus was never focused on his enemies. He was focused on one thing. And that is pleasing his Father. See, preaching has to give the people supernatural sight. They got to be enabled to see what ordinary people can't see. See, everybody, listen to everybody that opposes you or everybody that disagrees with you is not your enemy. Matthew chapter 16, we see Peter. Peter say, I hear you about this crucifixion stuff, but I would never let that happen to you. Jesus doesn't address Peter. He addresses the spirit behind what Peter was saying. Get thee behind me, Satan. The wrong things are in your mind, Peter. Things of men, not the things of God. And so supernatural sight helps you to understand that you don't wrestle against people. There's some spiritual things going on, and humanistic advice won't get it. Humanistic advice won't get it. Following Jesus will handle all of your enemies. Following Jesus will handle all of your problems. Yeah, too much preaching, beloved, is aimed at entertaining rather than edifying. That is building people up. How? In the knowledge of Christ. I determined not to know anything but Christ and Him crucified. That's the knowledge right there.